worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with in the book of Acts, Acts chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Now, about that time, Herod the king stretched out his hand to harass some from the church. Then he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw that it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to seize Peter also. Now, it was during the days of unleavened bread. So when he had arrested him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four squads of soldiers to keep him, intending to bring him before the people after Passover. Peter was therefore kept in prison, but constant prayer was offered to God for him by the church. And when Herod was about to bring him out, that night Peter was sleeping, bound with two chains between two soldiers, and the guards before the door were keeping the prison. And now, behold, an angel of the Lord stood by him, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise quickly." And his chains fell off his hands. Then the angel said to him, "Gird yourself and tie on your sandals." And so he did. And he said to him, "Put on your garment and follow me." And so he went out and followed him, and did not know that what was done by the angel was real, but thought he was seeing a vision. When they were past the first and the second guard posts, they came to the iron gate that leads to the city, which opened to them of its own accord. And they went out and went down one street, and immediately the angel departed from him. And when Peter had come to himself, he said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent his angel and has delivered me from the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the Jewish people." So when he had considered this, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a girl named Rhoda came to answer. When she recognized Peter's voice, because of her gladness, she did not open the gate, but ran in and announced that Peter stood before the gate. But they said to her, "You are beside yourself." Yet she kept insisting that it was so. So they said, "It is his angel." Now Peter continued knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But motioning to them with his hand to keep silent, he declared to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Go tell these things to James and to the brethren." And he departed and went to another place. Verses 1 through 17, Acts chapter 12. Lord, we thank you for your word, which continues to teach us how to pray, that empowers our prayer life, your word that gives us wisdom, guidance, and helps us to grow in the knowledge of God. Father, more and more with every passing day, help us to fall more in love with you and with your word, and empower us to be wise enough to live a lifestyle of filling our hearts and our minds with your word daily and walking in its power and its wisdom daily as well. Thank you for that privilege every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in a word of prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask that you'd speak today, that you'd speak to our hearts, that we would be present and available and listening. Father, I pray that me and Pastor Joseph and all of our listeners wouldn't come with an agenda, but that we'd come just seeking you, that we'd come seeking time with you, that we'd come seeking your character, your face, your goodness. Father, thank you so much for the fulfillment of the Old Testament in Jesus and how you've won the war for us. Thank you so much for Jesus' blood, for calling us to greater things, and for all the gifts that you have prepared for those called by your called to you. You're awesome, God, and you love us so well. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. You know, a goal that we have on an ongoing basis through the broadcast of the Hour of Intercession is to encourage you to both be a diligent disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, a passionate disciple, following and learning from the Lord Jesus Christ daily, but also to be a passionate and diligent disciple maker. It's to be the life and the lifestyle of every disciple to both passionately follow Christ and passionately do the work of making disciples. And of course, you start in your own life and in your own family as well. Husbands and wives, we're to seek to diligently be discipling our spouses. Parents, we're to be diligently discipling our children. And keep in mind, a very important goal for every believer is to come to the place where we delight in making disciples, not seeing it as a big drag and a big burden, but a delight. And, you know, as we've been talking about the Ten Commandments Project, I want to encourage and challenge every parent or grandparent listening or those that work with young people to come to where you come to see it as a delight to be able to disciple children, and also to realize that you can help them to come to learn to delight in Christ and delight in growing up in Him as well. And a very wise and a very important goal. So I would encourage you to pursue doing just that. Well, we continue to remind and encourage you to consider to get involved with our Ten Commandments Project this year. It is happening during the month of June. It's got underway June the 1st, and the time specifically for the Ten Commandments Speech Challenge, the deadline is June the 30th, and we're encouraging young people. And of course, obviously, when we say we're encouraging youth, it clearly means we're encouraging parents and grandparents and adults to encourage your children to get involved as well. We're asking each participant to write or to have someone help them write a speech on this specific topic. Why are the Ten Commandments important? And we're encouraging you to be sure the length is 3 to 5 minutes. But again, keep in mind that's not a requirement. Any length is acceptable. And then we'd ask that you'd record with your cell phone or any other recording device that you may have. Record this, the young person, the youth, doing their speech, and you can upload it at afr.net/10commandments. And the word 10, T-E-N, is written out. Again, afr.net/10commandments. Now, I want to remind you also, we're encouraging each young person, along with sending in a video of their speech, to ask your pastor for the opportunity to share your speech in Sunday school and or morning service. Now, our history has been, it looks like most young people didn't try to do that. Now, a few did, and a number of them have had the opportunity on Sunday morning to share their speeches, either in person or have the video shared. Now, let me say this, that's a unique treat and a delight for the young people that do that, because remember this, when a young person stands before their peers, other young people in the congregation, do you know they have the attention of every young person in that congregation? Youth are fascinated at someone that's courageous enough to get up in front of the congregation and share. But you know, not only do the youth give their attention to this young person, basically every adult will as well. Why? Because they're inspired and blessed by the sight of a young person standing up and shining for the Lord Jesus Christ. So in so many ways, this project becomes a fun project, but a very fulfilling and an encouraging project spiritually as well. So hope that you will get involved. For more information about the Ten Commandments Project, same website, go to afr.net/10commandments. And keep in mind, for every participant, every youth that participates will receive a Ten Commandments t-shirt with the Ten Commandments on the back. They'll also receive a bookmark and a free shipping code to use from the AFA Resource Center. Excuse me. So we hope that you will get involved. We're continuing to remind you about AFA at the Ark 2024. The dates for this event are October 31st through November 2nd. And keep in mind, the tour will include the Creation Museum and the Ark and going to the Ark Encounter. The cost is $225 for adults 18 and older, $100 for children 3 to 17 years of age, and free for children age 2 and under. So we hope that you will prayerfully consider getting involved with AFA at the Ark 2024. We hope that you will do just that. Today, we're reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the Old Testament in the book of 2 Kings, 2 Kings chapter 9, picking up at verse 30. Again, 2 Kings chapter 9, picking up at verse 30. Now when Jehu had come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she put paint on her eyes and adorned her head and looked through a window. Then as Jehu entered at the gate, she said, "Is it peace, Zimri, murderer of your master?" And he looked up at the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who?" So two or three eunuchs looked out at him. Then he said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down, and some of her blood spattered on the wall and on the horses, and he trampled her underfoot. And when he had gone in, he ate and drank. Then he said, "Go now, see to this accursed woman and bury her, for she was a king's daughter." So they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Therefore they came back and told her, therefore they came back and told him, and he said, "This is the word of the Lord, which he spoke by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, On the plot of ground at Jezreel, dogs shall eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the corpse of Jezebel shall be as refuse on the surface of the field in the plot at Jezreel, so that they shall not say, 'Here lies Jezebel.'" End of chapter 9. 2 Kings chapter 10. Now Ahab had 70 sons in Samaria, and Jehu wrote and sent letters to Samaria, to the rulers of Jezreel, to the elders and to those who reared Ahab's son, saying, "Now, as soon as this letter comes to you, since your master's sons are with you, and you have chariots and horses, a fortified city also, and weapons, choose the best qualified of your master's sons, set him on his father's throne, and fight for your master's house." But they were exceedingly afraid and said, "Look, two kings could not stand up to him. How then can we stand?" And he who was in charge of the city, the elders also, and those who reared the sons, sent to Jehu, saying, "We are your servants. We will do all you tell us, but we will not make anyone king. Do what is good in your sight." Then he wrote a second letter to them, saying, If you are for me and will obey my voice, take the heads of the men, your master's sons, and come to me at Jezreel by this time tomorrow." Now the king's sons, 70 persons, were with the great men of the city who were rearing them. So it was, when the letter came to them, that they took the king's sons and slaughtered 70 persons, put their heads in baskets, and sent them to him at Jezreel. Then a messenger came and told him, saying, "They have brought the heads of the king's sons." And he said, "Lay them in two heaps at the entrance of the gate until morning." So it was in the morning that he went out and stood and said to all the people, "You are righteous. Indeed, I conspired against my master and killed him. But who killed all these? Know now that nothing shall fall to the earth of the word of the Lord, which the Lord spoke concerning the house of Ahab." Verses 1 through 9, 2 Kings chapter 10. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we've been reading through the Word of God. We'll be back.
There's a million reasons to hesitate for the history that's filled with hate. Have we ever been United States? I wonder. So who can blame us for the doubt? Forgive me if
I think out loud, but when justice just won't come around, you wonder. I was born with two dirty hands, something my daddy didn't understand, something his daddy didn't understand, so it starts with me.
I was raised with distrust in my heart. Mama told me we're worlds apart. Her mama told her don't even bother, so it starts with me.
Cause we can be free, yeah, I know that. Let's try to fix the things that's been broken. We can be free, yeah, I know that. It starts with me. Cause we can be free, yeah, I know that. Let's try to fix the things that's been broken. We can be free, yeah, I know that. And it starts with me.
With a heavy road in front of us and a system that has lost our trust, can we ever find the strength to rise from ashes? Looking at the heart of it, the healing really can't begin without confession and forgiveness and compassion.
I was born with two dirty hands, something my daddy didn't understand, something his daddy didn't understand, so it starts with me.
I was raised with distrust in my heart. Mama told me where worlds
apart. The music of Toby Mac with It Starts With Me. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the book of 2 Kings chapter 10, picking up at verse 1. Lord, again, thank you for your word. Thank you for the opportunity for us to read your word, to listen, to learn, and to glean grace, insight, and understanding in the midst of a difficult world, a tough world. But help us to know, Lord, that your word has the answer to all problems, all challenges, all difficulties we may ever face. Thank you for the wisdom, grace, and power and light found in your word. In Jesus' name we do pray again. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, picking up 2 Kings chapter 10, picking up at verse 9. So it was in the morning that he went out and stood and said to all the people, "You are righteous. Indeed, I conspired against my master and killed him. But who killed all these? Know now that nothing shall fall to the earth of the word of the Lord, which the Lord spoke concerning the house of Ahab. For the Lord has done what he spoke by his servant Elijah." So Jehu killed all who remained of the house of Ahab in Jezreel, and all his great men and his close acquaintances and his priests, until he left him none remaining. And he arose and departed and went to Samaria, on the way at Beth-Eked of the shepherds. Jehu met with the brothers of Ahaziah, king of Judah, and said, "Who are you?" So they answered, "We are the brothers of Ahaziah. We have come down to greet the sons of the king and the sons of the queen mother." And he said, "Take them alive." So they took them alive and killed them at the well of Beth-Eked, 42 men, and he left none of them. Now when he departed from there, he met Jehonadab, the son of Rechab, coming to meet him. And he greeted him and said to him, "Is your heart right as my heart is toward your heart?" And Jonadab answered, "It is." Jehu said, If it is, give me your hand." So he gave him his hand, and he took him up to him into the chariot. Then he said, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord." So they had him ride in his chariot. And when he came to Samaria, he killed all who remained to Ahab in Samaria, till he had destroyed them according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke to Elijah. Then Jehu gathered all the people together and said to them, "Ahab served Baal a little. Jehu will serve him much. Now therefore call to me all the prophets of Baal, all his servants and all his priests. Let no one be missing, for I have a great sacrifice for Baal. Whoever is missing shall not live." But Jehu acted deceptively with the intent of destroying the worshipers of Baal. And Jehu said, "Proclaim a solemn assembly for Baal." So they proclaimed it. Then Jehu sent throughout all Israel, and all the worshipers of Baal came, so that there was not a man left who did not come. So they came into the temple of Baal, and the temple of Baal was full from one end to the other. And he said to the one, in charge of the wardrobe, "Bring out vestments for all the worshipers of Baal." So he brought out vestments for them. Then Jehu and Jonadab, the son of Rechab, went into the temple of Baal and said to the worshipers of Baal, "Search and see that no servants of the Lord are here with you, but only the worshipers of Baal." So they went in to offer sacrifices and burnt offerings. Now Jehu had appointed for himself 80 men on the outside and had said, "If any of the men whom I have brought into your hands escapes, whoever lets him escape, it shall be his life for the life of the other." Now it happened as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering that Jehu said to the guard and to the captains, "Go in and kill them. Let no one come out." And they killed them with the edge of the sword. Then the guards and the officers threw them out and went into the inner room of the temple of Baal. And they brought the sacred pillars out of the temple of Baal and burned them. Then they broke down the sacred pillar of Baal and tore down the temple of Baal and made it a refuse dump to this day. Thus Jehu destroyed Baal from Israel. However, Jehu did not turn away from the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had made Israel sin, that is, from the golden calves that were at Bethel and Dan. And the Lord said to Jehu, "Because you have done well in doing what is right in my sight, and have done to the house of Ahab all that was in my heart, your sons shall sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation." But Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of the Lord God of Israel with all his heart, for he did not depart from the sins of Jeroboam, who had made Israel sin. And in those days the Lord began to cut off parts of Israel, and Hazael conquered them in all the territory of Israel, from the Jordan eastward, all the land of Gilead, Gad, Reuben, and Manasseh, from Aroer, which is by the river Arnon, including Gilead and Bashan. Now the rest of the acts of Jehu, all that he did, and all his might, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Jehu rested with his fathers, and they buried him in Samaria. Then Jehoahaz, his son, reigned in his place. And the period that Jehu reigned over Israel in Samaria was 28 years. 2 Kings chapter 11. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal heirs. But Jehoshabah, the daughter of King Joram, sister of Ahaziah, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the king's sons who were being murdered. And they hid him and his nurse in the bedroom from Athaliah so that he was not killed. So he was hidden with her in the house of the Lord for 6 years while Athaliah reigned over the land. In the seventh year, Jehoiada sent and brought the captains of hundreds of the bodyguards and the escorts and brought them into the house of the Lord to him. And he made a covenant with them and took an oath from them in the house of the Lord and showed them the king's son. Then he commanded them, saying, "This is what you shall do. One third of you who come on duty on the Sabbath shall be keeping watch over the king's house. One-third shall be at the gate of Sur, and one-third at the gate behind the escorts. You shall keep the watch of the house, lest it be broken down. The two contingents of you who go off duty on the Sabbath shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord for the king. But you shall surround the king on all sides, every man with his weapons in his hand. And whoever comes within range, let him be put to death. You are to be with the king as he goes out and as he comes in. So the captains of the hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. So the captains of the hundreds did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. Each of them took his men who were to be on duty on the Sabbath with those who were going off duty on the Sabbath and came to Jehoiada the priest. And the priest gave the captains of hundreds the spears and shields which had belonged to King David that were in the temple of the Lord. Then the escorts stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, all around the king, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, by the altar and the house. And he brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, and gave him the testimony. They made him king and anointed him, and they clapped their hands and said, "Long live the king!" Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the escorts and the people, she came to the people in the temple of the Lord. When she looked, there was the king standing by a pillar according to custom, and the leaders and the trumpeters were by the king. All the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. So Athaliah tore her clothes and cried out, "Treason! Treason!" And Jehoiada the priest commanded the captains of the hundreds, the officers of the army, and said to them, "Take her outside under guard and slay with the sword whoever follows her." For the priest had said, "Do not let her be killed in the house of the Lord." So they seized her, and she went by way of the horse's entrance into the king's house, and there she was killed. Then Jehoiada made a covenant between the Lord, the king, and the people, that they should be the Lord's people, and also between the king and the people. And all the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They thoroughly broke in pieces its altars and images, and killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. And the priest appointed officers over the house of the Lord. Then he took the captains of hundreds, the bodyguards, the escorts, and all the people of the land, and they brought the king down from the house of the Lord and went by way of the gate of the escorts to the king's house. Then he sat on the throne of the kings. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet, for they had slain Athaliah with the sword in the king's house. Jehoash was 7 years old when he became king. 2 Kings chapter 12. In the seventh year of Jehu, Jehoash became king. Jehoash became king, and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zebiah of Beersheba. Jehoash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him. But the high places were not taken away. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. And Jehoash said to the priests, "All the money of the dedicated gifts that are brought into the house of the Lord, each man's census money, each man's assessment money, and all the money that a man proposes in his heart to bring into the house of the Lord. Let the priests take it themselves, each from his constituency, and let them repair the damages of the temple, wherever any dilapidation is found. Now it was so, by the 23rd year of King Jehoash, that the priests had not repaired the damages of the temple. So King Jehoash called Jehoiada the priest and the other priests and said to them, "Why have you not repaired the damages of the temple? Now therefore, do not take more money from your constituency, but deliver it for repairing the damages of the temple." And the priests agreed that they would neither receive more money from the people nor repair the damages of the temple. Reading verse 8 again. And the priests agreed that they would neither receive more money from the people nor repair the damages of the temple. Verses 1 through 8. 2 Kings chapter 12. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through the Word of God. We'll be back. Music of Hillsong with a song simply entitled Oceans. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Father, thank you once again for the gift, the wonderful, the grace-filled, light-filled, joy-filled, power-filled Word of God. Thank you for the privilege and the blessing that's ours as we're wise enough to make it a high priority every day to open your Word and spend time one-on-one with you. Father, with every passing day, help us to become more diligent in our reading and studying the Word of God and thus in our spending time with you, and help us to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your Word. We thank you and we praise you. Flood the church with your Spirit of grace. Stir us more and more to be the diligent students of your Word as a whole. Help us to be diligent in teaching and training our children to become the students of your Word you'd have us to be. And more, help us to be vessels through which your Spirit will flow to build your kingdom in the world as you would have us to. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. We continue reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament, in the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of our God and Father. Knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God, for our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became examples to all in Macedonia and Achaia who believe. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place. For your faith toward God has gone out so that we do not need to say anything. For they themselves declare concerning us what manner of entry we had to you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, who delivers us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. For you yourselves know, brethren, that our coming to you was not in vain. But even after we suffered before and were spitefully treated at Philippi, as you know, we were bold in our God to speak to you the gospel of God in much conflict. For our exhortation did not come from error or uncleanness, nor was it in deceit. But as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who tests our hearts. For neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, for a cloak for covetousness, God is witness. Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, when we might have made demands as apostles of Christ. But we were gentle among you, just as a nursing mother cherishes her own children. So, affectionately longing for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you had become dear to us. For you remember, brethren, our labor and toil, for laboring night and day, that we might not be a burden to any of you, we preach to you the gospel of God. You are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe. As you know, how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his own children, that you would walk worthy of God, who calls you into his own kingdom and glory. For this reason, we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. For you, brethren, became imitators of the churches of God, which are in Judea in Christ Jesus. For you also suffered the same things from your own countrymen, just as they did from the Judeans, who killed both the Lord Jesus and their own prophets and have persecuted us. And they do not please God and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles, that they may be saved, so as always, to fill up the measure of their sins. But wrath has come upon them to the uttermost. But we, brethren, having been taken away from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored more eagerly to see your face with great desire. Therefore we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us. For what is our hope or joy or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For you are our glory and joy. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Therefore, when we could no longer endure it, we thought it good to be left in Athens alone, and sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and encourage you concerning your faith, that no one should be shaken by these afflictions. For you yourselves know that we are appointed to this. For in fact, we told you before when we were with you that we would suffer tribulation just as it happened, and you know. For this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter had tempted you and our labor might be in vain. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always have good remembrance of us, greatly desiring to see us as we also to see you. Therefore, brethren, in all our affliction and distress, we were comforted concerning you by your faith. For now we live if you stand fast in the Lord. For what thanks can we render to God for you for all the joy with which we rejoice for your sake before our God, night and day praying exceedingly, that we may see your face and perfect what is lacking in your faith? Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you, so that we may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit. But concerning brotherly love, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love one another. And indeed you do so toward all the brethren who are in all Macedonia, but we urge your brethren that you increase more and more. Verses 1 through 10, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Thank you again, Father, for the opportunity to spend time with you in your word as we read and meditate and think on your word. Thank you for the ways that you're touching our lives. You're pouring grace, peace, light, and power into our hearts and our minds as we take this time. Guide us, Father, more and more to recognize that your word is the most powerful weapon in all the universe. And as we spend time with you, we're drawing closer to you, growing in you, and being set more and more on fire by the fire of your powerful Holy Spirit. We thank you for this privilege every day that we have of our lives. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and as we often do, if you don't have the habit of reading at least three chapters in your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that very productive habit. reading 3 chapters a day. And parents, we're encouraging you to have each of your children to read no less than 3 chapters out loud to you every day so that you can be sure that they're planting God's powerful word in their hearts and their lives daily as well. As we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you've never invited Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be the Lord and Savior of your life, today is a wonderful day to make that step. Would you, if you'd like to make that step, would you simply from your heart pray this prayer with me now and put your heart and your life in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ and receive him as Lord and Savior? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer, we are very much wanting to be in touch with you. We'd like to share with you some resource material, some discipleship material that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be sure and email us. My email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We definitely hope to hear from you soon, so we can get that literature to you. Again, joseph@afr.net. We hope to hear from you very soon. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.